Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Tremendous Power, and I'm so glad you joined us. You're tuned in from wherever you are. This is going to be an awesome time with the Word. Remember, this is a prayer program, and today's topic, we're going to be praying particularly for peace on the earth. I'm so glad you can join us. But before we get into that, I want to especially thank our man of God, Pastor Chris, for this awesome opportunity to host this episode of Tremendous Power. And I want to thank my special guest, Sister Trudy. She's going to introduce herself.
My name is Trudy Nunez Montoya, and it's a blessing, and it's glorious to be here. Praise God.
Trudy has many testimonies. I've known her for several years. Now, Trudy currently is a cell leader with Christ the Mercy. I'm the pastor of Christ the Mercy, Alvin, and we see many, many lives change. But we owe our gratitude to man of God, Pastor Chris, for teaching us the Word and helping us work in ministry and changing the lives of others. Praise God. Now, just a reminder, for this program, we are going to be looking at the book, Seven Things the Holy Spirit Will Do in You. Seven Things the Holy Spirit Will Do in You. It's packed with so many goodies, and you want to be a part of it. Now, Trudy is going to be reading a section for us from the book so we can discuss further. Go ahead.
Okay, chapter 8. He will bring color into your life. When the Holy Ghost comes into you, He will bring color and beauty into your life. Oh, how I wish I had a way to express this to you even more strongly. But let me repeat that so it can sink into your spirit. If the Holy Ghost finds a vent in you, if He finds a way to express Himself in your life, He will bring beauty and favor into your life. Life is actually full of beauty. Life is full of joy. You can experience all the beauty and joy life has to offer. Only let the Holy Spirit show you how. Some people think that if they're successful in business, they'll be happy. Then they become successful and they're still not happy. Some think that if they have a lot of money, they'll be happy. But when they get all the money they want, they're still unhappy.
Praise God. You know, some others think that if they get married to a successful person, they'll be happy. And then they get married to someone they think is successful and are unhappy. Still, some others think if they have children, they'll be happy. Then they have children, but remain as unhappy as ever. Right. So they say, all right, maybe I should build a house. They build a mansion, and they're still unhappy. Another thought occurs to them. Maybe I should go back to school and get a better degree. And they go back to school and obtain even more prestigious degrees. And then they are still unhappy. Maybe this describes you, you know, and we're talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will bring color into your life. Mm-hmm. Reminds me of the scriptures, Matthew chapter 11, 28. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor, that struggle, and are heavy laden, that saddened or saddled with a lot of burdens, and I will give you rest." Amen. This is what Jesus said. So if you're in Christ, God has made provision for color in your life. Amen. And the Holy Spirit brings that color.
Glory to God.
See, ever been at that place where it's like your life is just there and you're just unsatisfied. You don't know why you're unsatisfied. Yes, you received Christ into your heart. You said that prayer, but you still seem that unsatisfied. The Holy Spirit, if you let Him, will bring such beauty into Amen. Your life. Praise Amen. God. So what you need is a time with the Holy Ghost. He's going to make absolutely something beautiful in your life. Praise God. So can you share with us, Trudy, on any personal situation where God has brought satisfaction or beauty? I know you were sharing with me the other time on your time of prayer and just praying in the Spirit, and something the Holy Spirit did with you to bring you such peace. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, because before I came to know Christ as my Lord and Savior, I was just lost. And yes, seeking satisfaction, seeking happiness through money or drugs, through whatever it was out there, and never finding true satisfaction until I received Jesus Christ and received the Holy Spirit into my life. And then my life became successful. And then I was satisfied and full of joy.
Praise God. You know what really brings true satisfaction? It's not things and all of that.
Correct.
Unhappiness is something, a state of the heart. And things can fill it. You know, someone says, life is like a donut, and there's a hole in the middle of your heart, and only Jesus feels it, just perfectly
right.
Feels it. But maybe you've received Christ, right? You've received Christ, but yet you're not experiencing that. And that's because the Bible talks about fellowship with the Holy
Amen.
Spirit. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. He's got the answers. Jesus says, I will not leave you comfortless. He said, I'll be with you. And then he says, I would send you another comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. And the word we studied in the other book is Allos Parakletos. That's one that would go with you, would comfort you. But if you don't know him, if he doesn't live in you, you can't experience all of that.
Correct.
You see, so it's important that you yield yourself
Amen.
To the Holy Spirit. Now, I'll end this conversation this way. In the book of Genesis, the Bible talks about the earth being without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And the Bible says, and the Spirit of God walked upon the face of the waters. And then God said, let there be light. Now what happened is when God said, the Spirit of the Lord who was walking upon
yes.
the face of the earth started bringing order. He started bringing order and beauty.
Amen.
And then God looked at it and said, it is good. It is good. Maybe your life is that way. You need to yield more to the Holy Spirit. And he would make, oh boy, he would make that change in your life. You know, someone once told me, I was preaching to someone, and he says, well, heaven is going to be boring. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, if it's just houses, there are houses here on earth. I'm like, you missed the point. He still wasn't getting it. And I said, the greatest joy of heaven is the presence of God. His presence brings Amen. You absolute satisfaction. Nothing needed to be added, just his presence. And God has given us a taste of that in the person of the Holy Spirit. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, we are going to take a short break and we will be right back. See you soon.
When you send your gift this month to support Love World USA, be sure to ask for your copy of Pastor Chris's classic book, How to Pray Effectively, Volume 1. The key to communion with God and access to his blessings and benefits is an effective prayer life. And Pastor Chris will help you understand the rules of prayer and how to apply them for your desired outcome. You'll gain divine insight into the prayer of faith, the prayer of agreement, praying with the Spirit, praying for material needs, prophetic prayer, and much, much more. For your gift of $25 or more this month, ask for How to Pray Effectively, Volume 1. Your prayer life will be revolutionized as you learn and put into practice the biblical principles Pastor Chris shares, along with the practical examples of what he's learned about prayer in his own life and ministry. Write, call, or visit the Love World USA website to make your gift and request your copy today.
Welcome back. This is Tremendous Power, the program where we make changes and anything is possible. I'm so glad you're joining us again. Now, we were talking in the first section, we were sharing together on the Holy Spirit, as we read in the book, Seven Things the Holy Spirit Would Do in You by Man of God, Pastor Chris. If you don't have that book, I encourage you to go get it. One tremendous thing about the Holy Spirit in relation to peace. Remember, when God created the heavens and the earth, he said, it is good. He was satisfied with it. You know, man was created, came into a garden, was well prepared. There was peace, there was joy. But our world doesn't look like that anymore. But there's still a lot of beauty in the world because of one basic difference, the presence of the Holy Spirit. His work in our lives brings the beauty to our world. And it's important because the Bible says when the rapture of the church takes place, we are out of here. And when we are gone, the presence of the Holy Spirit is no longer here. There's a reign, an opportunity for the Antichrist. So the devil does all kinds of things as will happen after we leave here. So the thing that still makes this world and this life beautiful is when we see life through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. You know, and he creates that beauty in us. I remember several years ago, God gave me a vision and it was explaining to me the Word. And the Word as being a substance that takes all shapes and forms and all colors. It's everything you would need. The Word becomes. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. He shows you, oh boy, no matter how difficult that situation is, the Holy Spirit knows how to bring peace if you just yield to him. Praise God. Now, all of this I learned, first of all, by listening to a man of God, Pastor Chris, and the books and ministry of Pastor Chris, and how it has changed many, many lives. That's because it's by the Spirit, ministry by the Spirit. So my guest, Trudy, is going to be sharing a quick testimony with us.
So in 2010, after I was released from prison, the whole time I was in there, I was studying the Word of God. I was getting strong in the Word of God because I knew everything that caused me to get into prison and in that lifestyle, lost in the streets, was waiting for me on the outside. And so when I was released from prison, we were attending a church, and the way they were teaching, I said, I need more. I just got out of prison. I need something that's gonna keep me strong and firm. And so when I found Christ Embassy with Pastor Daniel, he taught me through our man of God, Pastor Chris, and through his teachings, that eternal life didn't just mean in heaven, it meant here on earth. And so when I started discovering the way that they were teaching the Word in a deeper way, I just loved it. It brought color to my life. My eyes were open. I was understanding the Word in a deeper way. It just brought excellence into my home, into my life, into my marriage, into my children. Everything that I was doing because of the teaching through Christ Embassy, it just changed my life.
Praise God. So a reminder to get in the Word. Amen. Get in the Word. It'll make a lot of difference. Well, this is a prayer program, so we're going to get into prayer. Remember what we're praying about. Peace on earth. That's our focus. And we're going to be taking a prayer from the prayer jar. And Trudy, do me the honors.
Okay. It says, we pray for peace in our communities, school, malls, and shopping centers. Yes, the peace of God reigns in our world. We reach 7 billion people with the message of our man of God, Pastor Chris, and their lives are transformed forever.
Praise God. So we're praying for our communities. Go ahead and pray in the Spirit wherever you are. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to take the next prayer topic. Remember, we're praying for peace. We declare that the peace of God reigns on the earth. There is peace In our homes, churches, workplaces, and communities, we are able to preach this gospel freely in every nation without any hindrance, and many give their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are praying for peace in our nations, in our world, so we can spread the gospel. Let's go ahead. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 You know, one thing that comes to mind about peace, the dictionary defines peace as freedom from agitation. And oftentimes when someone is agitated, irritated, and there's the state of their heart, it's confused, then they take their vent out on something. But the Holy Spirit can bring peace. And remember, peace is first of all in the heart. And He's the one who can work on a person's heart. So in our talk about the Holy Spirit, I encourage you to yield yourself more to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And He'll bring that absolute tranquility that He gives in the heart.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Well, we are going to take a break, and I would see you shortly.
When you send your gift this month to support Love World USA, be sure to ask for your copy of Pastor Chris's classic book, How to Pray Effectively, Volume 1. The key to communion with God and access to His blessings and benefits is an effective prayer life, and Pastor Chris will help you understand the rules of prayer and how to apply them for your desired outcome. You'll gain divine insight into the prayer of faith, the prayer of agreement, praying with the Spirit, praying for material needs, prophetic prayer, and much, much more. For your gift of $25 or more this month, ask for How to Pray Effectively, Volume 1. Your prayer life will be revolutionized as you learn and put into practice the biblical principles Pastor Chris shares, along with the practical examples of what he's learned about prayer in his own life and ministry. Write, call, or visit the Love World USA website to make your gift and request your copy today.
Welcome back. This is your favorite program, Tremendous Power. I'm so glad you can join us. I'm here with my host, Sister Trudy Nunez Montoya, and we have been having an awesome time praying together. Amen. Now, remember, we took prayer topics from Prayer Jan. I want us to quickly do that. We're going to get to the next prayer topic. So Sister Trudy is going to take the next.
Okay. Pray for you and your loved ones. Yes, there is peace in your homes, peace in your marriage, in your household, in your workplace, and all around you. Fear has no place in the lives of men. It has been cast out by God's perfect love.
Amen. So it's time to pray. Go ahead. You're praying for your home. And the credit in the scopa undrahata, Ladish of the scopa brunis, Valangri tigidis, Arapagandi, Zurata gadiska, Licarareo, Supradega de Jan de Grada Aske, Var Andish Gabarumbra de Ita Zafra, Lacata, Lacrupero, Soprande, Cabruza Pradandi, Zavarupa da Iska, Licavano, Jatarapa undrahaska, Bayer Frada and Jan de Grada Atiaiska. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. For our next prayer topic. Oh, glory to God. We pray for Christians who are being persecuted in their nation for preaching the gospel. We declare that the greater one lives inside of them and that they are divinely protected against all harm. We speak peace into their lives, peace for their families and friends. They are able to preach the gospel unhindered in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So let's go ahead and pray for our brothers and sisters. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, they are protected. In the name of Jesus, for their families, Oh, hallelujah. Now, remember, we are praying particularly for peace on earth. There are some things the Holy Spirit is bringing to my attention. There is a lady who you are estranged from your daughter. It's you love your daughter. She loves you so much. You are saved. You want her saved. But there's this bickering and fight all the time, and you prayed about it. And now, even now when we're praying for peace, you remember that and you prayed. Well, amen. In peace, the Prince of Peace himself stepping into that situation can cause changes. And by the Spirit, there is a strategy God wants you to use. The Bible says, let your words be seasoned with grace, amen, that you may know how to answer them that, you know, that hear you. So one of the things you have to do is learn to start speaking peaceful words over your daughter. Whenever you meet, amen, let it be affirmation. Let it, yes, not be picking what is wrong. Yes. All she wants is love. You also want that. She's probably not in the faith because of that reason. She runs away from God because every time she sees you is judgment. So she feels God is that, right, way. So you can bring peace, praise by just God, operating the word.
Yes.
Make up your mind that rather than being critical, you're going to be accepting, you're going to speak words of affirmation, things that foster peace.
Hallelujah.
And if you do this consistently, give yourself like 7 days to do this, you see the unity and the bond that is going to grow.
Amen.
And she'll get to church, she'll get in the word just by doing that. Just, amen, don't pick any wrong. Just act in the word, amen, act in the word. And it's happening for so many others. Remember, we're talking about peace, and peace is achievable. Doesn't matter how many years it has been. You have to stop the circle and, amen, the processes, yes, that have been causing disunity.
Yes.
So the way peace goes is not just by praying about peace, but by changing the things that actually causes disunity. And most times it is picking and saying the wrong things and just picking on wrongs.
Yes.
So let's change. Let's walk in that peace by, first of all, you exercising the peace. Don't pick their wrong. See your prayers answered.
Amen.
So see them change. Talk to them like they are changed. Affirm them. Practice being the example of your Heavenly Father. What does the Heavenly Father do when you relate with him? He says, oh, check out my son. He gives you that confidence, and you can do the same. Demonstrate God's life to them, and that peace is going to reign. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Hallelujah. It's been awesome. It's been awesome. Now, we want to discuss a little bit further. Have you ever experienced issues like that before, where there's been chaos and lack of peace, and how did God bring peace in that situation?
Yes. So before, I used to react with physically or fighting or with words, because there was always that tension and feeling that in, mm-hmm, my life. And so once the Holy Spirit came into my life and I studied the Word of God and I knew my Father and I knew what He wanted for me, then I no longer fought physically. Mm. I fought on my knees. I fought, yes, responding differently mm-hmm. with a sweet answer versus a answer of wrath. But yes, I truly believe what you said, she needs to start picking at her rights right. instead of her wrongs. And oh, your daughter's gonna love it.
Praise God, praise God. So this is tremendous power. Remember, we want to hear those testimonies. There are testimonies all around the world. And we're not just doing this program for program's sake. This is getting to you by God's Spirit Amen. To change your life.
Yes.
Well, it's been an awesome time today, and I'm so glad that you joined us today. I want to especially thank our Pastor Chris, for this awesome privilege to reach you via this medium. And I want to thank my guest, Trudy Nunez Montoya, for joining us. And thank you to all the production crew, all those who put in their time to make this excellent. Well, till next time, this is Tremendous Power. Have a wonderful day. Amen. God bless you.